having more of those fewer, you know, 10 items or fewer. Because if the tills are meant to be, the self-service are meant to be speedy, in theory, it's generally people who don't have a massive amount, you know, they're not doing this massive weekly shop thing. So why not just put in more tills, 10 items or fewer, spin people through really quickly, and there's a human being there. Because when anything goes wrong with the self-service tills, there has to be a human being there anyway. And they always look really understaffed, really under pressure and harried, you know, and hassled. So I think, you know, saving 2 seconds off your shopping isn't the only thing it's worth living for in this day and age, is it?
Ronan, did they work better before? I mean, we don't get plastic bags with our shopping now, and we've all got very environmentally friendly here in Northern Ireland, and we bring our own bags. Is that part of the problem? Because, it, you know, you do push the button that says, I'm using my own bag. But if you've got a bag that doesn't stand up on its own, then you're trying to hold it up with one hand and you're trying to put your shopping in it. And this woman's given off to you because there's an unexpected item in the bagging area.
I think that's the biggest frustration completely, because, you know, you're getting this message. You're being told to be environmentally friendly. You're being told to bring your own bags. But the only bags that really seem to work are the ones they've got sitting there. So, you know, that's probably something they really need to iron out, because that's probably the biggest source of frustration, I'd say.
I mean, if they wanted to help us with our Christmas shopping and so on, would it be nice to just put back those nice people behind the till?
Well, yeah, but certainly that is certainly the biggest, busiest time of the year, so there'll be a lot of people who are don't want to be stuck behind long queues behind big tills, everyone doing their big Christmas shop.
Mm. They'll probably just have the woman's voice going, unexpected item in the Christmas bagging area. Happy Christmas.
Yeah, a touch of Love Actually with the extra few syllables squeezed in.
Sometimes as well, that would be nice. I have her with a Belfast accent. Hey, you, get that off there now and do it right.
I think I might mind that less.
That would be good. And you could probably pick a celebrity. You could have it voiced by
You're talking yourself into a job here, Nuala.
What?
You're talking yourself into a job here.
Well, you know, I did actually suggest my voice to Sainsbury's recently, about a year ago. slightly jokingly, but I was told that they have to have it the same across the whole of the UK, because we're as British as Finchley, apparently.
Oh, so I think maybe the local one, Ronan, might work. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's a really good idea, definitely.
Right, I'm your woman.
Well, that's it sorted. Look, thanks both of you very much. Somebody says, I hate self-service on the text. Just left the store and got 3 items, only to be told I needed assistance. That's not me, because I'm sitting in the studio, OK? Also, my daughters refused to come with me to self-service, as I'm inclined to answer your woman back. I can't abide them. Your daughters and my husband could have a bit of a chat, actually, I think, because they're in the same boat. Yeah. Brian in Bangor says, I hate that nagging bism in the machine. Also, haven't heard that word for years. They're costing jobs. And Norman says, these self